Exclusive, Peter Navarro, Republicans need to accelerate the pace of subpoenas before midterm elections. By Bradley J. on September 25, 2025. Republicans must accelerate the pace of subpoenas while they still have power, said Peter Navarro, senior counselor for trade and manufacturing to President Trump, during a special Thursday evening Founders Roundtable on Breitbart Fight Club. Navarro told hosts Alex Marlow and Matt Boyle that Republicans must take concrete steps to level the playing field and get real accountability for Democrat lawfare against President Donald Trump and other Republicans. It's pretty simple, and we know who the bad guys are, what they did, Navarro said. There's plenty been written and spoken about it. I think it's a matter of moving forward with subpoenas, he explained. I mean, I'd like to see Walter Jardina, for example, subpoenaed. Navarro wrote for Breitbart News in August that Jardina, the agent who targeted him, should be in prison as well for his role in Russiagate. But Navarro said Thursday that investigators could provide immunity to Jardina in exchange for information implicating others higher up the chain. You have to understand that the entire leadership of the FBI for 8 years was compromised, Navarro said. They were weaponized, compromised. Navarro highlighted Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, RIO, for his investigative work in subpoenaing witnesses, praising FBI Director Kash Patel and Attorney General Pam Bondi as well. We need to accelerate the pace, however, because I'm telling you, if they, Democrats, get the House back in 2026, that's not going to be pretty. He warned that Democrats will escalate their persecution of Republicans if they get the opportunity, citing Democrats who have made their lawfare intentions clear. I hate those people, and I'm not a hater, Navarro said. But if you listen to the rhetoric of Jasmine Crockett, of Maxine Waters, of Hakeem Jeffries, of Cory Booker, of Chuck Schumer, I mean, shame on those people. They call us fascists and they put me in prison, adding that they put Steve Bannon in prison. They took away the bar cards of John Eastman, Jeff Clark. They bankrupted Giuliani. They're trying to bankrupt Mike Lindell, everybody I serve with. They cost millions of legal fees. The lawfare will continue if Republicans don't take the opportunity now to expose past political persecution, he warned. We've got to do everything we can, to hold those people accountable, not let them get their hands back on power, Navarro said. Navarro's book, I Went to Prison So You Won't Have To, A Love and Lawfare Story in Trump Land, can be found here. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.